Business, R&R Sanitation.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Seeing what could happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Last year, my best friend's husband died at 41 and left her with a big mortgage and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. I saw how she struggled to keep everything together for her kids. It was devastating. I thought, what if something happened to my husband or to me? How could either of us protect our home and family without life insurance? So I called AIG Direct and got a quote. I was surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Now I don't have to think about what could happen anymore.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-300-1497. That's 1-800-300-1497. 1-800-300-1497.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Looking for an affordable way to experience Mizzou football this fall? If so, purchase your Mizzou football mini plan today. For as little as $90, you can customize a three-game mini plan that's perfect for any Tiger fan. You can tailor Mizzou's schedule to your personal schedule. All 2017 home games are available to choose from, except for the September 23rd Auburn game. Order your mini plan today at mutigers.com or by calling 1-800-CAT-PAWS. We'll see you this fall at the zoo.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong?
Yeah, I'd like to be a backup singer for the Saturn 5-7 band.
Well, you see, I didn't really mean you.
I'm going to do, it's Thursday, yeah.
But
Thursday.
I simply couldn't.
Every Thursday, Scott Sherman, attorney at law, joins us. Scott, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
It proves he's here. A couple things are going to happen.
The muscle in my arm.
One, I'm going to talk about Matheny Heating and Cooling. While I do that,
and Mr.
this is your chance to call.
Understand.
Now, let's not do
I'm just trying
what's happened.
To
thank you. Thank you, Johnny. Let's not do what some of you have done in the past. You wait, and I couldn't get through. See, now, smart people are calling now. They've made a note of the number, and they're calling. I'm going to give you the number now. You've got plenty of time to call, but there are only so many lines coming in here. So here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. Other phones, now KTRS is 5877, okay? Star 5877. From other cell phones and all other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And now a word from Matheny Heating and Cooling. Matheny Heating and Cooling is one of the businesses I am so proud to be associated with. I don't just talk about them. I use them. They've been to my house. And I have to tell you something. I credit them. I was ready for my units to crap out about a year or two ago. They're getting up there. Humming along. Made it through that 108-degree day even. So thank you, Matheny. Are there other companies that could have done that? I'm sure there are. I don't care about them. They don't keep the show humming. But Matheny does. And we will be taking Matheny with us, just like we'll be taking you with us. All we ask, and I will tell you, and I can't put enough emphasis on it, and I'll, even more after we're gone, it's more important than ever that we prove to the advertisers that what we do here this time of day is going to be even bigger and better, and it will be. So thank you, Matheny, for the last, my goodness, I don't even know how many years, 12 or whatever, and thanks to all of you who have used them and told them your AM and the PM. Here's what you need to know. They service businesses and residences in St. Louis County and St. Charles County. Sorry to the rest of you, nothing I can do about it. That's where they're licensed to work. They service everything. They replace units, and they do it well. Make, model, brand, blah, blah, doesn't matter. Their people are highly trained, and they're kept up on the latest everything. Doesn't matter who made it. No business or residence is too large or too small. and they've been at this about 76 years. They know what they're doing. They respect your home and they respect you. Their billing is fair, and they'll get there as quickly as anybody else can. What else could you possibly want from a heating and cooling company? I can't imagine. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatCool.com. We're going to get a little early start.
Fantastic.
Are you ready to go?
I'm absolutely ready.
Refreshed? Did you do whatever you do to get some little vocal exercise or jumping jacks or something? You look ready to me.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Lines are full. I don't think I need to give the numbers. Let's start with Diane. Diane, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman, the lawyer. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, hold on. Lawyer or attorney, what do you prefer?
I don't care.
I don't prefer either. He doesn't
care, and I don't know the difference.
When they say attorney, it seems uppity, so lawyer's fine.
I like that attitude. He goes with lawyer. What do you got, Diane?
Well, actually, I called because I had called once before, and there was something I wanted to say to you personally, and I couldn't get on, so I told them to pass it on. I don't know if they passed it on, but what I wanted to say to you...
To Scott?
Frank opinion.
Oh, I thought you were talking to Scott. I'm sorry.
It's really a shame that you have no personality.
Okay.
And you are a phenomena, and I've been enjoying your show forever. And I want to thank you very much.
I really appreciate that. I really do. Who did you tell to pass that along to me?
I don't remember. It was about a month ago. Whoever answers the phone.
No, that's never going to happen. Trust me, that did not get passed along. Yeah, but I'm glad you followed up. Thank you. That wasn't a legal question.
No, that's fine. No.
I'll take it. I'll still take it. By the way, when one hangs up, that line opens. Now, jump now. Star KTRS, most cell phones. This would be Stan. Stan, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott Sherman. How are you?
I'm great, Stan. How are you?
Well, I'm going to help you out real quick. It's lawofficeofscottsherman@gmail.com.
Oh, look at this guy.
Nicely done.
He didn't even wait till we asked. He wants to let us know. Stan, you know only like 10%, not even that, of people get that right. Good for you.
I've never written it down.
I believe you. I can tell when people are cheating. You weren't cheating. What do you have for Scott?
Well, this is really a PSA, I got to tell you, and I'm just curious what Scott's opinion is on this. I'm a courier, so I'm all over the place. And especially in St. Charles, all these new construction exits off of highways, if you notice, and I got to tell you, I thwarted a situation where an old man just about got himself killed because he pulls up, and there's a lot of times there's two lanes now, and it says right turn on red after stop.
Right.
I'm very observant, and I'm not kidding. I watched this man to my right. He pulled up next to me. I'm looking right at him. He saw the sign. He didn't look. So he just started to go. And I honked, and he looked over at me, and I put my hand up, and he stopped. So here's a legal question for you, too. It doesn't say anything about yielding to traffic or anything. If someone does that, can the state be partially responsible? I mean, I don't want us to go pay more money for signs, but to some people, I bet that can be confusing.
Where they don't even, they just go, well, I have stopped, and now I'm going to go now, and not even look?
Well, most people don't, but the traffic is coming from the left. You know what I'm saying? When you get off the exit to the right.
No, he's got a good point. Right on red after stop doesn't mean right on red after stop, even though there's somebody coming who could kill you. Yeah. It means after stop and make sure it's safe to go.
Yeah, it's not in order, but Stan's making a very good point about the confusion that traffic signs and construction traffic cones and other things can cause on the roadway. I would say that the legal standard for everyone behind the wheel of a car or any vehicle in any state, including Missouri and Illinois, is the highest degree of care. That's the Missouri standard. And in Illinois, it's reasonable degree of care. No matter what the sign says, everyone knows you have to yield to oncoming traffic that has the right of way. Just because that sign indicates that it's okay or legal to go, it doesn't give you the authority to go. So,
well, and that's why I know also
it's a great PSA. It's a great PSA.
Right, you can't tell a cop if you're doing 100. I didn't know the speed limit was
I stopped, and then I went.
I'm from out of town. Yeah. I didn't know, or this wasn't like this before. There can be situations when the roadway construction or the way in which it's configured does rise to the level of a dangerous condition, which is one of the exceptions to sovereign immunity for suing the government. But to be safe and to be to be someone exercising either the highest degree of care in Missouri or the reasonable degree of care in Illinois, don't just go by the signs. Use your knowledge and experience as a driver to be very, very careful. And just like Mom said, check both ways before you cross the
street. There you go. All right.
All right.
Stan,
I thought I'd mention that.
Thanks,
all right. Thank you.
Thanks for knowing the website, and thanks for listening.
All right.
Bye-bye. There goes Stan. And here comes, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but over the course of the last year, the chicks have started migrating toward you.
It's Dr. Doug. And I,
yeah, what is it about you two? Let's bring Sharon in here. Sharon, say hi to Dr. Doug. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman.
Hi, Sharon.
I have a question. Is it legal to set up a GoFundMe account for yourself?
Can I answer this?
Absolutely.
Yes. There is nothing illegal about saying, send me some money. They don't have to. You don't promise them anything. If you don't make some promises, you can't keep. No, you can do that. Scott, you take it.
That's absolutely right. There's a First Amendment, and there's free speech. And if you want to say, I'm really in a troubled spot right now, and you don't make any kind of misleading statement, a material misleading statement, a lie, or something that tricks people, you're fine. These fools, and I wish they would get some help, that stand on the side of the road with the I'm hungry, I'm homeless sign.
And they all got the same cardboard thing from the same cardboard place.
Yes. Don't give them any money, because they should be standing on the side of the road saying, give me money for heroin.
And Sharon, in many cases, what they are doing is fraudulent. Because
yes.
We all know there are people that do that. They're not veterans, or they're not homeless.
But they're not hungry. You offer them food, and
they want the food.
I've done that one myself.
They want the money for meth. Sharon, can I ask you, and you don't have to answer, this is for you, and can I ask, why?
No, it's not for me. I talked to Scott Sherman about maybe a month ago about a nonprofit organization that I thought was illegal, and now this person has set up a GoFundMe account, and I believe it's not legitimate also.
So what is he saying the money is for?
Surgery.
If you have information that someone is trying to fraud the public using the computer systems and using the public airwaves, that is federal, and that is wire fraud, and that is mail fraud, and you actually should call the authorities and maybe even the FBI. It's a lie if they are tricking people, and it's a shame if they are taking hardworking people's money for something it's not for.
And I have to tell you something, Sharon. If he went on and said, I need surgery, I'll guarantee you there'd be response. I cannot afford it. It's a life-saving surgery. Tell the truth. Just tell the truth.
And a perfect example is there was a real piece of garbage a couple of years ago that pretended that he was raising money for veterans and got a lot of money and kept it.
See,
he's in the penitentiary where he belongs.
Good, he should be. Sharon, was there anything else?
No, I'm going to miss you.
No, you're not. I'm not retiring. You're not going to miss me.
Oh, I know.
So you'll
thank you.
I will. We need that. I will follow
you. Yes.
Sharon, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Right,
bye.
Now, I will tell you this. I'm not retiring. I'm going to work. But if nothing pans out, I will go and create a GoFundMe page. I'm not going to be broke. But I'm going to make it very clear. Hi, my name's Frank Opinion. I'm not broke, but I'm not working right now, and I can afford to live for quite a while. I would just like to see how many of you would send me money. Just be very honest about it. $5, whatever. Let's just see how high we can get this amount. Let's make a game out of it. How rich can we make Frank?
So I can split it with Peon and Dan?
You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
So I could split it with my wife. No, so I can split it with Peon and Dan. But there would be people who would send money. And I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't. I didn't say it was for surgery or anything. Hey,
Soupy Sales, remember that one?
I absolutely remember that. Let's go to Bill. Bill, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Bill.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Bill.
Hallelujah. What I want to ask is, I've been divorced for about a year, not quite a year and a half. I'm working on having a pretty nice savings account. when I was married, my ex-wife took care of all the finances, and we never had a penny to our name.
Mm.
Yeah, I got maintenance, I got car insurance, I got rent, motorcycle insurance, and I'm still building up a good savings account. What I want to know is there any way for me to check her past financials to see if she hid money from me?
Well, in the case that you had where you were divorced originally, both sides had to fill out paperwork for their disclosure of their financials, right? Based on that, the judge made a decision on how much you said you have to pay maintenance or if there was child support. But essentially...
No, hold on. He pays it or gets it? You actually said you get it. Do you get paid maintenance bill or
no? I pay maintenance. I have all my bills. Okay. I have rent and all that.
Okay, so you got stuck with it. When you said you get it, you mean you're the one that got stuck with it. Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah, he's got a good question.
And all those documents were filled out under oath. And if she lied under oath about that and undersold the amount of income she really had, so that your disparity was big, then you're paying more than you should have paid. What you would have to do, and it would be an expensive proposition, probably in the thousands of dollars, would be to either go back to your old divorce lawyer or some other divorce lawyer and file for a substantial change of circumstance or fraud and have that undone. I'm not going to ask you how much you're paying, but unless it's $5,000 or $6,000or more, I don't know that it's worth the effort, but if you I'd say a year,
Bill,
2 years.
Bill, do you believe that she lied and hid money that she didn't disclose?
Well, it's just the fact that with all my bills and everything, and I'm still putting money in the savings account.
He's trying to figure out now he's being able to save, but when they were married, they didn't have anything left over to save.
She must have been putting it away somewhere.
He's thinking, I'm paying the same bills. Where?
Well, to my non-lawyer answer to your question is, if she turned it into cash and is hiding the cash somewhere, good luck. I don't know how you prove that.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to spend the money. Do you think it's enough money to go get a good private attorney and give him the authority to start turning over stones and tracing and checking? Why were all these checks cashed? You know, that kind of thing. But unless you think it's a lot of money.
And it's bugging you. So here's what I would say. How about you send me an email, I'll give you the name of a couple good divorce lawyers, and you can sit down with those people and see.
Sit you down.
No, they'll sit down with.
Yeah, okay.
They're not that way.
Okay.
And then have a conversation with them, and maybe it'll be something, and maybe it won't. But I'll tell you what won't happen. You won't get ripped off.
Now, Bill, if you show them, this amount you're saving is substantial, and you show them that and go, this just doesn't add up. They may go, no, it doesn't.
After a year and a half, I'm pretty close to being able to talk to Mark and Jason.
You got to be kidding me. Are you kidding me that in a year and a half, it's like $25,000?
Well, I said close. I didn't
say that. No. Even if it's close to that, yeah, there's something weird here.
And what I want you to do is talk to somebody who really knows what they're doing and won't take advantage of your fury and fire and emotion.
And I will tell you this, Scott will not send you to somebody who will take advantage of you.
No, the people that I would send you to would never do that. In fact, I've had people in a much worse emotional and financial situation that love the domestic lawyers I sent to. And this is a general statement about domestic lawyers. They're some of the weirdest and most treacherous people you'll deal with, because a lot of them, when they sense someone is desperate, instead of helping them, which is what they're supposed to do,
they take advantage of them.
Bill, and it's a disgrace.
Bill, do you have Scott's email address?
Scott Sherman.
No.
Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com.
There you go. He pulled it out.
And I'll do it for you for nothing.
All right, Bill, good luck to you.
All right. It might take me a little while because I've got the computer at the library.
That's all right, Bill. Congratulations on being able to save all that money and knowing the names Mark and Jason and being smart enough to contact Scott Sherman. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You can just hear it in some people's voices. They don't know where to turn, but they know something is wrong. They know. Trust me, I just went through this here. I knew something wasn't right. Let's get, Betsy. Betsy, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Scott, how are you today?
I'm great, Betsy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Hey, I got a question for you about an estate.
Okay.
I, along with my other sister, two executors of my father's estate. Now, is it true that the executors get 10% extra from the other?
There's no set percentage in most states, but it also depends on the value of states, of the estate.
Looking at about $200,000.
You can get, you know, a certain percentage, 4%, sometimes 6, but it's a lot of work. And the court has to approve any compensation that executors or co-executors get. Just so that people have clarity on this, the executor is responsible legally and has a fiduciary responsibility to take that asset, the assets of that estate, and either make sure they get where they're supposed to be, even if it hurts them personally, through the wishes of the decedent, the person that died, or convert those assets into cash and distribute that stuff out. It is a thankless job that everyone that does it, unless they're a really special kind of person, would gladly give whatever money back not to do it. It's all risk and all work and very little thanks and very little reward.
Yeah, so, unless it's 10% of like $60 million.
Well, they only give you 2%, but I would take that job.
So they do reduce the percentage.
They do, and I was thinking about Minnesota. And the reason I'm thinking about Minnesota is the seminar that I attended about this very same issue was done by guys in Wisconsin and Minnesota, and they have a graduated percentage. So if you get up to the $5 million, $10 million, $20 million mark, they don't let you have 10%. And Missouri is the same way. Illinois is the same way. So could you get 10? Yeah, but that's a lot. It's a lot of work, but I don't know that a probate judge is going to do it, allow that.
Betsy, you have one sister? Betsy?
Yes.
No brothers?
No brothers. Hey,
I just thought of that would be a cruel thing. What if Betsy and her sister, what if her dad's estate was like $100 million?
Yeah.
And in the will, he spells out, Betsy, I want you to be the executor, but I want everything to go to your sister.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
you do all the work and make sure she gets everything. That would
that's
be cruel.
Horrible.
I know it is, but that's just how my brain works.
Yeah, or
I think of horrible
you're
things.
You're great co-executors. We want to give everything to the cat.
Yeah.
And
oh, my goodness.
You have to do it, and you have to sell everything, and you have to give it to Spanky the cat.
So, Betsy, there's your answer.
It's
not written in stone, but for that amount of money, yeah, 10% is...
It's supposed to be a great honor. It's a great honor.
It's supposed to be
until you have to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but does it come off the original, value of everything?
Off the top?
Yeah. Off the 200. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. The executor's fee would come off the total value of the estate.
Yeah. All right.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Betsy. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. We get one more in here. We'll take a break. Come back. Have a lot of time to get even more. We're getting a lot done here today. This is Bob. Bob, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Frank and the gang.
Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Bob.
Hey. So my question is on commission and the wages paid out on that. I know that if I work 40 hours a week and then I'm going to get paid for that, whether I leave my job or not. Here's the situation. So my wife had to change a job voluntarily. She got a better job offer, and she gets paid a salary base plus commission. And during the month of July, she had an excellent month and was expecting quite a bit of, commission back. She gave her employer 2 weeks' notice, formal, in August, but unbeknownst to her and most of the other sales staff that there is a company policy that you have to be on payroll at the time commission is paid out.
Oh, my goodness. Payroll. What a horrible, sneaky, disgusting thing to do. And did she have a contract with these people?
Well, it's an employment contract, much like any other.
So there is an employment contract she signed.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's despicable, but, and then I'll let Scott have it, if that's what she agreed to, that's what she agreed to, Scott.
I'm leaning that way, but I haven't read it. There might be an issue of unjust enrichment here where she has earned these commissions because of work that she did.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is sort of a sneaky way to try and keep her from getting that what she's already earned. Now,
if I may interject, there are also, so the product that she sells, there were leasing commissions based. So she could sell a product that would be leased out for 2 years, or she could sell a product that the customer outright owned. So she could either get the leasing commission to where month to month that money was guaranteed to her for however long the lease was, and that contract was settled 2 years ago and would still go past her employment date, and that would be substantial as $1,000 to $2,000 a month coming in, but that's when the contract was signed, that's when the commission started coming in. So I think
she's vested in those deals that were almost like annuities. I think she's locked into that. But here's what I want you to do before, you know, we're kind of, I don't want to do kabuki theater, and I want to do like a Ouija board.
What is it, kabuki? What is
you know,
it?
Like, oh, like somebody dressed up in makeup, like making it, but it's pretend. It's not real.
Okay.
What I want to do is have you get a copy of that contract, if you will, and give me an email. And I will put you in touch with my contracts guru, and he'll look at it. He might charge you an hour or two to look at it, but it's worth it.
And well, it's definitely worth it. I mean, the commission is substantial.
Bob, what's interesting about a really good attorney, because I've had this happen, if they're really good, they can find something in there that the people who wrote it up weren't aware. And it could just be phrasing the way something is stated. So, yeah, it would be worth the time.
And the generalized rule, that's a very good point. The generalized rule is the contract is construed against the drafter. So your wife didn't write it. Her employer did. So every word in that and every phrase in that can be analyzed to see in the light most favorable to your wife. Can she get what she's actually earned? She did the work. She closed the deals. Commissions are owed. Is there an out clause for them that's ironclad? I don't know. I didn't see it. But I know who will know, and it's worth a couple of $100 to pay this person to review it.
And there have also been cases, though, even though you agree to something, if the court determined that you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't keep somebody from working in the same business for a year. You can't keep somebody from getting the money that's rightly theirs for work that's already done. Yes. Have some. You know his email address?
LawOfficeofScottSherman.com @gmail.com.
They're getting better all the time. LawOfficeofScottSherman@gmail.com. It's sinking in. Thank you, Bob.
Right, August 14th.
Good luck to your wife.
Can I ask one real quick question, Frank?
Absolutely.
All right. This is off topic about the law stuff. I don't want to take too much of your time.
That's right.
But I've been waiting to call in and tell you a couple of jokes, but I don't know.
I have to ask for Scott's permission. Can he tell? Are they?
I can't tell you a joke, but right now I won't take up too much. But I just want to know if you know the joke about the hitman on the golf course.
The hitman on the golf course. I don't know yet if I know it, but just from that I don't know. What's the other one?
The other one would. I'll tell you what. I'll call in a couple of weeks before you're off there and tell you that one. The hitman on the golf course isn't radio appropriate. I might email you that one.
Is this the one where he gets hit in the nuts with a golf ball?
Nope.
No. Okay. Hey, do me a favor. Email me. Just shoot me an email. You got my email address?
Remind me of that one.
FrankOpinion@yahoo.com.
All right, we'll do. Thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, gang.
All right, I say we take a break so we can come back and have time to get to some other people. That gives me time to just ask you where you bank. I can't hear your answer, obviously, but the reason I'm asking is then I want you to ask yourself, why am I banking there? And 95% of you, I made that up, but I bet I'm close, really don't have a good reason. It's just that's just where you bank. When you moved here, it was close. I got a place that's close to you. I don't care who you are. There's one close, and that's First Community Credit Union. They have 43 locations. Truth is, most people don't go to the bank that often. I do. I was there today. It was the last place I stopped before I came in here. First Community Credit Union is a credit union. A credit union is a place to bank, but it's a place that for years and years and years and years became popular because not just anybody could do their banking there. They were set up for certain companies, Monsanto, Boeing, or back when it was McDonnell Douglas, that kind of thing. My dad worked at a place. They had their own credit union. He got a rate that he couldn't get anywhere else if he needed a car loan. But now the good news is, if you can hear this show, more than likely, with very few exceptions, you can do all your banking there, too. I do all mine there. I don't work for Monsanto. Originally, those were the only people that could bank at First Community Credit Union. Terrific rates, very competitive, great service. You're not just a customer. You're a member. And when the Cardinals are playing at home, they have, the popcorn is red. Yeah, it still tastes the same. It's great popcorn. It's just food coloring. When it's really hot, you get a popsicle. And whether it's hot or cold, you get great rates and great service because you're a member, not just a customer. And they are proud sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. And even though the last yard sale will be whatever Saturday's date is before the 14th, that show will also go with Paul Warner as the host and with First Community Credit Union as the sponsor. That's loyalty. First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com. Meet me.
Check another, get another check on traffic, rather, with Tim Weiland.
Well, we did have a mess. Well, you do have a mess, actually, as far as waiting to get through. But there was an accident that had Highway 70 westbound pretty much shut down at Highway Z. It's all reopened except for the left lane. The ramp from southbound 61 and northbound Highway 40, that was closed. They just now reopened it. Now, you've got westbound 40 drivers that are running slow from K out through 364 and then jams up out through Highway 70. On westbound 70, in the backup near Highway A, you've got another accident. It's slow now, Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Highway Z. They did clear the accident on eastbound Highway 270 that was at Lindbergh. Now you're running slow from McDonald all the way through Washington Elizabeth. A new accident blocking the left lane on southbound Highway 141. It's just before Fiedler Lane, getting a good backup almost from Graboid Bluffs. We have westbound 70 drivers slowing from 170 through Lindbergh and southbound 270 Dorset down through Highway 44. Staples, they have low prices on everything your kids need to head back to school, and when your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Get everything they need for less at Staples. It's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the St. Louis, or excuse me, from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Next time on McGraw in the Morning with Kelly Jackson.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here.
I'm Kelly Jackson. It's Friday, and Friday morning on the McGraw Show, former NFL quarterback Gus Frerotte is going to join us to talk about a new brain health app. It's all starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a big job to do, and JCB of St. Louis is going to help you get it done right with the world's first and only telescopic skid steer loader. Now you can reach higher, further, and deeper with the all-new JCB Teleskid. This unique machine introduces endless possibilities on any worksite by allowing access to areas that are impossible with any other ordinary skid steer. Visit JCB of St. Louis in St. Peter's or at jcbofstl.com. You've got a big job to do, and JCB of St. Louis is going to help you get it done safely with the full line of JCB construction equipment. JCB of St. Louis carries the world's first side door entry skid steer and compact track loader. No more climbing through the front window over attachments and risking injury. Plus, JCB has a 2-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. Schedule a demo today at JCB of St. Louis or get details at jcbofstl.com, a division of Sievers Equipment.
Are you looking for new flooring? Why not shop the city and save at JJS Flooring? JJS offers a wide variety of options that will surely meet your flooring needs. JJS now features a new line of ultra soft carpets from Stanton Carpets, backed by the legendary Stainmaster warranty. Stop by and see them at 2301 Gravois Avenue, just west of Hodax. Or give them a call at 314-772-3996. JJS has over 40 years of experience in residential and commercial settings, as well as home rehabbers and builders. Why shop the big box stores when you can get personal service, second to none in quality products, and a team of professionals dedicated to your flooring needs? JJS is an A-plus rated member with the Better Business Bureau, and their service far exceeds the competition. JJS offers financing options as well to help make those flooring decisions just a little bit easier. So stop in today and see what JJS can do for you. JJS, their service will floor you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-600-2168. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-600-2168. That's 1-800-600-2168. 1-800-600-2168.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring the right people for your growing business. That means finding the right candidates with a powerful suite of tools. Tools that are easy to use and get the job done quickly. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Simple. Set up screener questions to help you find more qualified candidates. Simple. Review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews from a user-friendly dashboard on your phone, tablet, or desktop. Simple. Indeed is hiring made simple. And simple works. An independent study proves 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, it's John Carney for Allen Roofing, and with storm season, again, the top of your house getting a beating. Turn to a name you can trust, people that are local and have been here a while. And when I say a while, I mean 1972. Contractor Magazine has named them one of the tops in the country. So for your siding, for your gutters, for your roof, turn to somebody and somebody here. They've done their homework. Do yours. Allen Roofing, online at aroofing.net.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, the chicks continue to be drawn to Scott Sherman, and here's proof. Kathy, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Kathy. What a nice voice.
Hi, Frank and the gang.
Hey, Scott, I'll take this one. Go right ahead, Kathy.
Go right ahead.
I'm tongue-tied. That's how, her voice is so beautiful, I can't even speak. Go ahead, Kathy.
Well, Frank, I'll follow you and the gang anywhere, even if it's a GoFundMe page.
Oh, man.
And I am,
Thank you. Hallelujah. What do you have for Scott?
I do have a question for Scott. Scott, I'm supposed to close on a real estate transaction tomorrow. I'm the seller, and the buyer has come back today and said, I really need until the 31st of August in order to close. So we were scheduled to close tomorrow, and I do not necessarily want to wait to the 31st, and I'm not exactly sure what his reason for pushing it off. I understand from the realtor that the loan has, he has been approved for the loan, but I just wonder what my legal recourse is, if anything, when I don't sign this addendum to the contract to close basically 3 weeks from now.
I would like to step in here if I could.
Absolutely.
I have always been under the impression that there's nothing ironclad that somebody has to meet a closing date. Unfortunately, this to me is not a good sign. People get cold feet. Things happen. A big expense came along. He's buying time. I don't think you can do anything, but now here's Scott Sherman, a real attorney.
Well, Kathy, the contract says the closing date is the 11th of August. If he doesn't close or the buyer doesn't close, they're in breach of that contract, material breach. That contract's void unless you agree to extend it to the 31st.
The contract is void. That only means they're out of any obligation to buy the house.
Well,
that
any earnest
help
money,
her.
It doesn't help her unless she's got another buyer or buyers that are waiting. So what I think Kathy's question was, what legal right does she have? She can walk out of the deal, or you can change the term and allow them to the 31st. But you don't have to. This is now a business decision on your
part. Oh, no. That part I thought you understood. That no, you are not under any obligation. I would say, see, you're in a tough spot here. Because if you try to somehow punish him for that, you may lose the sale.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't agree to extend it. But he has to understand, or she, or whoever it is, that you now can take another offer.
And what's the magic about the 31st, other than it's the last day of August? Why do they need the 31st? Why can't they get the 21st?
Let me tell you why. Because September sounds a lot later than August 31st. And he's thinking psychologically. And you know what I'm saying? It's like $9.99 doesn't sound like $10.
That's right, yeah. So, yeah, gas is $1.25. That's really.
Yeah, I hate to say this, Kathy, but I've bought and sold a couple of houses. And mm-hmm. when this happens, it's usually. I hope I'm wrong, but it's the first sign that this isn't maybe not going to really
financing
happen.
Is in order. What is the other contingency that
some
they
unexpected
need?
Horrible expense or you cannot, lost a job
or they're buying another house and that thing has to close.
They found something else last minute or the kid called and said $35,000 rehab. But Dad, I'm sorry, but I'm a drug addict. I mean, a lot of things.
Something.
Lots of things.
Now, Kathy, did you have other potential buyers to your property when you made this deal with these people to close on the 11th?
I definitely have had other interested parties. Absolutely, but they made the offer and we countered, and then they accepted our counter. My concern is like what you were saying, the possibility that you know something has come up or whatever. And they're just going to string me along until the end of the month, which perhaps it'll close, perhaps it won't. But another almost 3 weeks goes by, then it's off the market, and then I'm out of the income.
No, you're in a tough spot here.
Kathy, do you think it would be a good tactic to give them 10 days and say, no, I'm not doing the 31st, but I'll give you till the 21st.
Okay, but then
then you're in the same position, but you can walk.
Right.
You can give them the 31st and hope.
None of her choices are great.
No, because she doesn't have somebody lining up waiting to buy this thing.
Right.
You're probably, on the 30th, going to get somebody that's going to come to you and say, well, about tomorrow.
Kathy, did you have an interested buyer who was really, really wanting this property?
Yes, it was actually their number one, and they were going to look at another property that weekend.
Well, you know, your realtor can call those people and say, this person has asked for an extended closing. Here's your opportunity. You want
to
move
true.
In here, take
That's
it.
That's a good point.
Take it.
Yep.
That's a good point.
That's what
and
I have
am
the
realtor
person.
To. I'm a person of principle, and I don't like being strung along. So out of principle, I may just say, I'm going to walk from the deal anyway, because I realize a new buyer, the process would start over with the loan or whatever it would take, but I just don't like being treated poorly.
And from a legal point of view, that's all business decisions, and I'll leave it up to people that are much better at that than I am, but you have no obligation to sign that extension request.
This potential buyer out there who loved your property thinks they lost out. It's gone. They got away from them. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened? And it's the truth.
Right.
The realtor says they want an extended closing.
And it's called anticipatory breach, meaning that if you communicate with them tonight, you're not in breach of the agreement because your people said, we're not able to close tomorrow. And your closing date was the 11th. And when they say, we're not going to be able to do that, that's called anticipatory breach, meaning the breach was before the actual date. So you wouldn't be in breach about their exclusivity, your current potential buyer, where you can't go and try and undermine them by going to other people. I think you're free to negotiate that right now. Say, look, they're saying they can't close.
And look, I'm not the authority here. Call your realtor, say, contact that really interested party if they're ready to jump and go right now. The problem with that is they also now have to set a closing date, and you're pushed back anyway. I feel bad for you because you're in a tough spot here. But this has happened before that I've gone. Good luck is about all we can say. And ask your realtor how she feels about contacting one of those other interested parties.
Will do. Thank you for the great advice.
Well, thank you, Kathy. And you can call and just talk to me anytime. What a great voice. Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow. Will do. Thank you. I don't think we have time. We're not gonna. I'm sorry, folks. You only have five more of these. You know that. No, hold on. Yeah, five. No, five more.
The tournament is five. The tournament's 5 weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah. So you have five.
Well, you see, I didn't really mean
four more.
Anyhow.
I don't know. Get the calculator. Scott Sherman, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Give them that email address again.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
We'll do it again next Friday from the same studios as the countdown continues. Oh, I can't do that. I was told if I said countdown, I'd be thrown out of the studio. Scott Sherman has no sponsor, but if he did, it might be Pistols Plus. Because we don't have an outdoor segment anymore, and when we did, it was Pistols Plus, so we just keep giving them the sponsorship for the segment that doesn't exist. Pistols Plus is obviously pistols and rifles and shotguns, and they're in Osage Beach, catty cornered across from Staples. I've been going there for 20 years. I love that place, and my grandson loves it. Kids love it. Yeah, accessories, archery. I'm not a bow. They have bows. They have so many bows. It's a long story as to why they ended up accumulating all these bows. But now with this new crossbow law where you can use the crossbow, folks, if there's ever been a place you should consider if you're looking for bows, if you're an archer and you're a bow hunter, it's Pistols Plus. Osage Beach, Missouri, sort of right across the street or catty cornered across the street from Staples in the heart of Osage Beach. Please go. Tell them you are AM and the PM. Website, pistolsplusguns.net. Is it traffic time? I'll just do it. I'll break the rules. What am I going to get fired? Tim Weiland, what's going on?
All right, we have good news and bad news. We do have the accident that was on westbound Highway 70 at Z that had the ramp there shut down and lanes blocked, but everything is open now. The bad news is you've got a jam up that goes from about Bryan Road all the way out through Highway 40. Westbound 40 drivers on the brakes from K out through 70. A new accident now, eastbound Highway 70 at the Earth City Expressway. We have eastbound 4064 downtown jamming up from near Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge, eastbound 44 between Grand and Jefferson up through 55 and then heavy up to the Poplar, westbound 44 stop and go Hampton through Shrewsbury. This report brought to you by AccountTemps. Demand for top talent is high. Let AccountTemps help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and finance professionals who can hit the ground running. Visit AccountTemps.com. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
Please say your name.
KTRS.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfect.